Some people eat cornflakes dry, but most people like them.
The milk.
And you tell a child that you can eat what's put before you, or you can do...
Well, that.
And when you're plowing, the trench that the plow cuts is called the... You know what I mean?
Furrow.
Huh?
Furrow.
Do you ever have a special name for the horse that walks in the furrow?
No.
Like lead horse, or line horse, or nigh horse?
No.
And talk about distance, you'd say, well, I don't know just exactly how far it is, but it's just a...
Short. It's a short distance, or a mile or two or something. I don't know what you'd answer.
Okay. And say if you've been traveling and you still had a couple hundred miles to go, you'd say, well, we still have a what to go.
Short distance,
or if there's a couple hundred miles, you say you still have
That'd be quite a distance. I thought you said a couple of miles.
And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, he fell over how?
I don't know.
Or if he fell this way, he fell
forward.
And this way?
Backward.
And say if you've been fishing, and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no, what, and one.
I don't know.
Did you ever say, nary one?
No.
Did you ever hear that?
Oh, yeah, I've heard nary one, yeah.
Who would say that?
Kids.
Did you ever say it when you were a kid?
I don't remember if I did.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you...
Cleared it.
And wheat is tied up into a...
Let me see. Bunnel.
And then they're piled up into a...
Stack.
Did y'all raise wheat around here?
Mm-mm.
Talk about how much wheat someone could raise to an acre. You might say we raised 40.
Bushel.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash them.
So you say that oats, what?
Thrashed.
And if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or you could say, did you ever say you and I have to do it, or me and you have to do it, or?
Well, it would have probably been you and me, which wouldn't have been correct, but no, I don't believe I am.
What would, if you're talking about some man and yourself having to do something, would you say he and I, or me and him, or?
He and I guess.
And you say, he doesn't want just you or just me for this job, he needs...
Both of us.
And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there and you know they'll recognize your voice, you might say it.
It's who?
Or would you ever say it's me or it's I, or how would you say that?
It's just me.
Okay. And if it was a man at the door, you'd say, it's...
I don't know what I'd say.
Well, say if I asked you, was that John at the door, you'd say, yeah,
that was John?
Or if you didn't call his name, you'd say, yeah, that was...
Him or he?
And if it was a woman, you'd say, yeah, that was...
Her.
And if it was two people, that was...
Them.
And... Talk about how tall you are. You'd say, he isn't as tall as...